On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Tori, that's right. How y'all doing there? Oh no, I'm gonna talk this way forever. I'm not. Hear it, but I'm not going to do it. I started thinking about that though. You know, people in the South, and I'm just, you know, I'm making a generalization, of course. They have an accent. I mean, that's a fact. People in the North have an accent. People from wherever you are, it's not an accent to you, but to everybody else it is. And that's, you know what? I'm not telling you anything you don't know. And if I am, that's a shame. However, the South. We have had a couple Southern presidents. So we had Jimmy Carter, we had Bill Clinton, and they kind of talk this way, and they were smart enough to get where they are. However, people in the South, it seems like they don't even hear their stupid accent. It sounds like normal speak, and that's the beauty of it, really. That's just, I love that, because it's normal. To be talking like this is just something normal, and I'm not saying Bill Clinton sounded like this, or I'm not saying Jimmy Carter sounded like this, because this is real strong, and it's like, you know what it reminds me of? This is what it reminds me of. And I've done accents. I do many, many, many accents. You know that. Dialect languages. Whatever. But it reminds me of Cockney. Because there's the British accents. There's different, you know, there's different accents in England, believe it or not. I'm sure you do. You know that. So when you have Cockney and we're like, hello there. Hello, governor. How's it going today? How are you all doing? You know, it sounds really stupid. Because it's from a lower class part of England. And then, of course, you've got the Queen's English, where you're speaking more succinctly, and it's a lot like this. Take your vitamins today, please. I'll meet you at the flat. Let's go into the lift. You know, things like that, whatever. It's just, there's different dialects, even in certain states. I mean, maybe there's a North Texas and a South Texas, and maybe people can tell the difference. I don't know. I think of the South as pretty much the same, as far as that goes. But I get that, you know, Georgia might be a little bit different, you know, because we're all watching Gone with the Wind, and little old self, get your mint julep and join me by the Cata Lilies. I don't know, stuff like that. So, and then of course you got the hardened cowboy there in the heart of Texas, down in Dallas, where I suppose, maybe Houston, I don't know, is it Austin, is it San Antonio, I mean, which is this, where is this from? I don't know, maybe it's Oklahoma, huh, there you go. But what's great about California, for example, is that they almost don't have an accent at all. I mean, we're not talking about Valley Girls and whatnot. You know, I know that. But it's just so casual, and they pronounce R's, and it just seems like it flows, and it's nothing I can get on. I mean, I'm on board with it. It's, I can't mock it. New England, Maine, you can't get there from here. You know, stuff like that. In Boston, of course, typical. Hey, speaking of Boston, how about them Patriots, huh? OMG. Super Bowl 51, LI. That's Roman numerals for you dum-dums. L is 50, and the I is a 1. I mean, you know, again, this is what Google is for, the internet. I used to watch at the end of movies or TV shows, at the very end of the credits, there would be Roman numerals. They, for some reason, they used to not put the, you know, 1973 or whatever. They'd write it, you know, MCMLXXIII. And my dad taught me at a very early age, as a matter of fact, how to read Roman numerals. So I made it a game my whole childhood and adulthood to decipher at the end of credits if it was in, you know, Roman numerals, what year it was. So I kind of had fun with that. So I've always known pretty much what they mean. And that's fun. But I digress, which is what I do on this thing. Anyway, it should be called the Tory Digresses podcast. Patriots won the Super Bowl by black magic. And that's fine because, you know, hey, whatever it takes, man. You want to suspend Tom Brady for 4 games, then you just can do that because, hey, man, you're just making everybody mad. And you're not going to like him when he's mad, I guess. So, yeah, he probably did sell his soul to the devil. And I say that mockingly, as far as you know. And, yeah, they're unstoppable, as a matter of fact. The Falcons had it all sewn up. It was a done deal. My friend's comments on Facebook reflected that. You know who you were, you doubters. They're the Patriots. When they were down 16 points, I think it was, and there was like 6 minutes to go, and I was like, you know what? They can do this with 2 touchdowns and then 2 more points just to tie it. It's so hard, but you know what? It's not impossible for the Patriots. Any other team, I'd be like, you know, good night, it's over. But with the Patriots, I even said at that point, I said, they still could do this. And people around me were very skeptical. I didn't watch the game. I just saw updates, which is all I could do. I wasn't near television, unfortunately. That's really sad for me and apparently Mark Wahlberg. Whatever. So, you know, overtime comes. I'm like, I look at the Google update for the score. Tie score. Oh my God, it's overtime, I can't believe this. By the time I saw overtime, I went back to Facebook, and Facebook was prompting me in a victory way, like, say congratulations to the Patriots. So it happened pretty quickly, I think. And I was like, what? I was trying to download an app to watch the game for the longest time, and I couldn't figure it out. Nothing was working, Fox, nothing. I tried to sign on with my cable account. I couldn't get anything. So I couldn't watch it on the internet, which is what I did have access to. So that's a bummer, but I'm glad they won the greatest Super Bowl in history that I didn't see. Didn't see any of the commercials therefore either, but you know, you can see those on YouTube. I think I can see the game on YouTube if I really want or somewhere. But I always used to watch Super Bowl commercials like on YouTube anyway. And I did happen to catch a television at one point for 5 minutes or something like that. And I did see one ad, which was Terry Bradshaw running around with a stain on his shirt, which is kind of funny, trying to get his stain off. And then at the end, he like sits back down and he's about to eat something like a big giant hot dog and do it all over again. I don't know, but I love the Jeffrey Tambor part when he knocked on his door and, you know, like, whatever, I don't know. The stains inside, you know, it's what's in here that counts. I don't know. I'm from Arrested Development. I love my Jeffrey Tambor. So that was good. But can I get back to the South for just a second? And I really mean just very shortly. Looking at some of the street signs of streets down here, you know, there's Beulah this and Beulah that. And I don't mean Ferris Bueller. It's Beulah. And A couple of roads I came across, I just jotted down because I said, I must relay this to people, other people outside of this area of Pensacola. There's something called Lode Star Road, and I started to think, is that like a typo? Shouldn't it be Lone Star Road? What's a Lode Star? And I mean L-O-D-E, not L-O-A-D, because that could be even more different. But Lode Star Road, I don't know. And then there was Texar Road, and I thought, did somebody mix up the R and the S? I get Texas Road, but Texar Road? Maybe it's like Texarkana. I don't know. Again, these are just small observations of street names, which I know you are very, very interested in. You know what that means? You know what that means. Unless you've never listened before, then you won't know. This is Tori's peeves, my pet peeves. I'm not peeving pets. I like pets. Not for me, but I like other people's pets. So, what is peeving me this week? Okay. This is what I noticed this week. If there's a group of people and everybody's hungry in this group, except for one person, and that person is the one in charge, then that's a huge bummer. Because everybody else is like clamoring for food, they're getting angry, and they're hangry, okay? And the other person's la la da 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 da, I'm not hungry. And you know what? I'm not saying it can't even be me. Because I know that. That's why I'm putting the shoe on the other foot. Okay? If I'm not hungry and I'm in charge and everybody's hungry, I'm probably gonna just be like, la 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 la. Well, so where are we going? What are we doing? We gotta get there. It's a hurry. We're on a deadline. I don't know. Maybe I would not have a heart. I don't know. I just imagine, because I've seen it the other way around, and it's not pleasant. So anyway, that's just all I've observed. Okay, so something very disturbing to me, and not just to me, because I did Google this and it's a thing, and other people are kind of disturbed, rightfully so. All right, let me just tell you what it is before I get all ahead of myself and you cannot agree with me, but you'll agree. There's something called selling your plasma, and this is different than your blood, but they get it from your blood, okay? And it's not bad enough that there's places where you can sell your plasma. What happens in the South, okay? And I have it right in my hand. I already know this happens because I have proof, and I will... As a matter of fact, I'm going to bring it to one of the ECAT shows on Eastern Cable and hold it up to the camera. Not that you really need to see, because again, Google, internet, whatever, everything can be proven if you look for it. They send out flyers to your home, okay? And they're blah, 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 or current resident, okay? And this one isn't even the person that lives here. That's just the current resident with a different name. So they don't care. They want you to donate your life-saving plasma, and you can get up to $390 a month, according to them. And I talked to someone that sold his plasma, and he got like $50. And apparently, if you look online, there's places they talk about, they want you to do it twice a week. So you can get like $100 a week. They're talking about like $400 a month. And it's not even that safe to do it that often. You're supposed to do it, like, if you really want to do it, once every other week. I don't even weigh enough to do it because you have to weigh 110 pounds like you do to donate blood. But I'm reading these horror stories about, you know, people that are down on their luck or maybe, you know, homeless, and they're putting on ankle weights to trick the scale when they're thin. And who knows what kind of screening they do for, you know, TB or hepatitis or anything. And so actually driving around in the South, I came across a building, sell your plasma here. It's just so mind-blowing. It's almost like, you know, where's Charlton Heston yelling, it's people! It's bizarre. There's nothing like this in Massachusetts. I don't think Rhode Island, Connecticut, New York, California. If you look online where these places are located, it's pretty much like the Bible Belt. There might be one in Maine. It's just, I don't even understand it. It's controversial. It's targeted to, people without money that need money badly. This flyer here shows all minorities on it. Looks like Black, Hispanic, Asian, people. There's no one white, Caucasian rather, on this flyer that I'm looking at. It's, again, you can look this up. Plasma selling. They're vampires, okay? I don't agree with this. I don't know what's happening. I think they're making people dizzy. People that do this have many side effects. Look that up also. They feel weak for a long time. It can take the calcium out of your body, affect your organs, your eyesight. It's terrifying. It is freaking terrifying. I would not like anyone I know to ever do this or be involved in taking or selling plasma. Just stay away from it. Really, it's just bad news. All right, it's good to be alive right now. Yeah. Well, that's like a Southern song, I guess. I don't know. Don't ask me too many questions because I don't want to talk about anything except... Donald Trump. Oh, yeah. You knew it was coming. Oh, my God. Can I go a week without talking about him? No, because I can't go a day without talking about him. You don't even know, because I'm only on this once a week. Trust me, the other 6 days, I'm talking about him. Resistance, people. I should start my own Tory resistance channel, like they've had in these movies of in the future, this dystopian future, and I need to have, like, this ham radio signal coming from somewhere. Like, what was that? Like, Total Recall with Arnold Schwarzenegger. No. Running Man. It was Running Man. And they had, like, with Mick Fleetwood and one of the Zappas, Moon Zappa, Dweezil Zappa. I don't know. Something like that. When they were the resistance, okay? And they had to get the uplink, get the code, and then they could get Killian and blah, blah, blah. So, you know what? I hope it's not coming to that. But Steve Bannon wants a war. And look into that, please. He's crazy. He's into, like, this this secular thing about the situation of the world and wars. And he thinks we're going to be in a war. And I think he's really just going to escalate that because he wants it to happen. Because it's been prophesized or something. But fear is how you control other people. I mean, think about it. Example, domestic violence. You make the other person afraid. If you're afraid, they have the control. And that's what's just happening on a larger scale here. They're trying to really rip apart things as fast as they can and shake things up. As Kellyanne Conway said, we're going to shake things up. He's just getting started. They just want to do this, and then they're going to get everyone afraid. And my mom is so cute. My mom has, opinions. And she calls Donald Trump not a very nice person. That's so sweet, my elderly mom. But she said he's vengeful. And he's not having a ball. Oh, no, the New York Times is having a ball with him. They're always writing things up in the paper. She said 3 times a week she can read something about him. But she called it weird. My mother doesn't use the word weird very often. So when an 84-year-old woman says weird, I just chuckle. She said he's floundering around. He has hundreds of seats to fill. And he doesn't have the foggiest idea what to do. And you love how old people talk. Foggiest, don't have the foggiest idea. I wonder if that's like a British thing. It's floundering around. My mom's awesome. I love my mom. So, and we're definitely on the same page politically. My mom and dad, we're all on the same page. So make of that what you will. And she also said, you know, the people around him are wimps. They're just afraid of his wrath. So they just kind of, and again, that's what I was driving at. There's a fear thing, a fear factor at play here, most definitely. So you can either really be afraid and cower in a corner and say, I hope, and wring your hands, I hope everything's going to be fine. Or you can stand up and fight and not take it. Come on. There's enough of us around that aren't going to take it. So you're not on your own for sure. And I will join you in our allotted camps. Yeah, my mom said she thinks Donald Trump. I said, Mom, do you think he'll be impeached? She said, oh, if he lasts that long, he might run away. And I said, oh, and Melania, she's not interested in this. She wants to keep her cushy little Manhattan place. My mother says, of course. She finally gets some rest with him tweeting all night. She can finally get some peace and quiet. Exactly. My mother is so smart. She knows. She knows. She just doesn't want him to blow up the world too fast. Right on, Mom. Hey, I also heard that Rosie O'Donnell wants to play Steve Bannon on Saturday Night Live. Please make it so. Hey there, how's it going? That's awesome. So, I guess you guys had a snowstorm today. Yeah, that's right, New England, whatever. Us guys, you guys, we guys. It's a lot of snow. Stay safe, everybody. Now you get those kitties home from school. Don't let them run amok. And And speaking of Brockton, I know I didn't name it, but you know what? Let's just name it. Let's just talk about this. Let's call it out right now. What was this $4 million lawsuit about discrimination having to do with the city of Brockton? Oh, yeah, that's like front page news, as it should be. Okay, listen. Listen to me. Brockton has been run by Irish people for a long time. Okay, let's just accept that as a fact. I didn't say anything right or wrong. I'm just saying that's what it is. So there's a bit of nepotism. There's people you get in there, and then you want your family to be in there, your friends, and I'll get you a job. No problem. I'll hook you up. Donald Trump's doing it, right? He's hooking up his friends and loyal cronies. So Brockton has done that, even though they're really saying they're not doing that. Apparently, this man filed a lawsuit, maybe, 2013? I don't remember when it started. However, he filed for discrimination, and he won. I think it was a Cape Verdean gentleman, and was it a DPW, some city job, and he didn't get it. Or maybe it was a cop. However, wherever he was from, and whatever position he wanted, he didn't get it because he's a black guy. You can't do that. Okay, and it was somebody named Cruz was the lady in charge of something, and they're not going to, like, dismiss her or discipline her. They're going to investigate it first, because I guess they said if they, fire her, then she can sue for, whatever, wrongful termination, even though we all know what's going on. Again, this is Tory. Okay, what's Tory doing? Oh, am I not capable to work for your city government? No one ever asks me if I want a job down there. I would not discriminate against anybody. No one would be suing me. I would be fair. But, I think I can't be included because it's all a machine there, too. They don't want any outsiders. And you try to get in from the outside, it's very difficult. Very difficult. Even to get your name on a ballot, something. It's just so, I don't know. I don't like it. Maybe I don't want to be part of it anyway. So don't even ask me. Forget I said anything. Goodbye. Now, here's what I do. Off topic again. I take pictures of my food. I mean, a lot of people do that. I don't know if people are mocking me. Sometimes I feel self-conscious if I'm in public, but it's usually a nice display. If you're at a restaurant, they usually try to make it a nice display. They do a good job, okay? Does it always look like the menu picture? No. But whatever, it's still attractive. And I mean, I've taken pictures of my own lunch that I've made. I put the little effort in and I slice up my tomatoes, my cherry tomatoes, and everything looks really pretty. But I started thinking the last time I took a picture of my food, which was, today, let's face it, it's almost every day, which is good because I'm eating. Little did you know, I weigh 102 pounds right now, so I'm getting there. I'm getting up there. Okay. But I started to think, you know what? And this has probably been said, I don't know. I think only chefs should be taking pictures of their food. I mean, really. Really, what are we doing? What is this even about? I even have a whole Facebook folder called Foodies, and it's got about 200 pictures in it now. I don't know, maybe more. I mean, because it's been going on for 7 years. So I, take pictures. I mean, if there's 365 days in a year times 7 years, the fact that I only have 200 pictures is not that many. I know people on Facebook. Oh, I'm direct talking about Facebook. You know what? It's just going to happen. Here and there, it'll happen. Too bad. Go away. Get lost. Don't want to listen? Don't listen. People on Facebook that have hundreds or thousands of pictures, and a lot of them of themselves. I wonder about that. I actually unfriended this one girl because I was sick of looking at her stupid face. And I will never tell you who it is. And you will never guess. So, it was ridiculous. I mean, I'll give you a clue. I didn't know her well. I met her once, okay? So we weren't like friends. And I spoke her language to her, which I'm not going to tell you what it is. And that, she immediately loved me. Because that's what happens with chicks. Once I speak their language, when I find out what it is from their accents, I speak it. I usually, most of the time I know it. So I can just say, hey, how you doing? In their language. Did that. Instant like friendship, went friended her on Facebook. This was a long time ago. And over the years, I just observed so many selfies and pictures of her and making that duck face. And I will just say, she is very beautiful. She is thin as a rail and gorgeous, drop dead gorgeous. And she, when I met her and spoke with her, she's very friendly and nice. So that's probably why I kept her for so long. And but then, you know, you see the bit of self-centeredness with the pictures, and I'm like, oh my God, it's just, no, I can't. So many. And never coming to your page and saying, hey, how's it going? When I'm liking all of her stuff like a fool, like a Donald Trump lapdog. But anyway, so I finally just said, you know what? After my son died, I did unfriend a lot of people too that just for some reason ignored the fact he died. And I had a big post on there, and over 100 people acknowledged it. And the ones that didn't, 50 or so, and I gave them ample time. I watched and saw if they were on Facebook, and they were. It's not that they weren't on that whole week or two. They were there posting their puppies or kittens or blah, blah. And I said, yeah, you can't, you really? Okay, bye. Unfriend. And I needed to block or be drastic. Just, you know, you don't talk to me. We're not that close, apparently. You don't know what's going on in my life, that my life has been destroyed here, and I'm just going to unfriend you. So, you know what? That's why. Don't take it personally. You just lumped in, and you didn't respond, and that's the end. So she happened to fall into that category right at the same time where I was tired of her selfies. So she has thousands of friends. She's never going to notice it anyway. So there's no, nothing. Nothing to worry about. Hey, here's a helpful hint. You like helpful hints, don't you? Life hacks, stuff like that. I'm not going to make my show about that, but here and there, I'll throw a tip your way. How about this? Drink water before going into the shower, because it will lower your blood pressure. You know, you ever get out of a hot shower and you're just like, oh my gosh, I gotta lie down. Well, how about you drink some water before you go in the shower and watch what happens. You're welcome. I'm not sure if I talked about the Waze app and Wazers about Florida, Pensacola. And I'm specifically meaning Pensacola, not all of Florida, because Pensacola's got to be a weird anomaly. I might have talked a couple of weeks ago about how I could not find any Wazers in Pensacola. I turned the app on, nothing. No one around you, no reports around you. Okay, that has changed, I want you to know. There's a couple, okay? And sometimes they're called Anonymous or Wazer. They don't even want to use their name. And I'm suspicious of that, too, because maybe it's a trap. However, I reported an accident in Alabama once, not that long ago, and I got one person thanking me, one Wazer. So I was like, wow, they do exist. So, but not in the numbers of Boston. Driving around up in at the South Shore of Massachusetts, it's they're everywhere. People are really wazed out. And I love that. I know where all the cops are, where the accidents are, blah, 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 blah. Down here, not so much. People either don't know about it or it's being restricted by the southern government. I don't know. Another thing going on in the South, there's this restaurant called Chick-fil-A. And it's spelled C-H-I-K-F-I-L-A. But it's Chick-fil-A. I don't know why they... Anyway, it's a super religious fast food place. And you can check that out, verify, you know, vet it out. It's not faux news or alt news or alt fact or... It's, yeah, okay. They're closed on Sundays because it's the Lord's Day. So it's funny at the food court, if you go to the food courts down in the South or wherever they might have a Chick-fil-A, actually... you'll see the lights out with their food court, but all the other places around are lights on, and it's just abandoned looking, and you're like, wow. Well, my point is, Pokemon Go. It shows you where all the Pokestops are, and it gives you a little picture now. They've done some updating with Pokemon Go, and now it shows, though, maybe it always did. But it shows nearby things with pictures, nearby Pokestops. And one was the Chick-fil-A in Pensacola. And what was odd about this particular Pokestop at Chick-fil-A was at, it showed a picture of the Ten Commandments. Okay, so what that means is there are a pair of tablets outside of this restaurant, Chick-fil-A, with the Ten Commandments on it. So they're not messing around. They're going hardcore, people, okay? They're not a government building. You can't tell them what to do. So they're putting them there. Thank you. So get your chicken and your Pokeballs all at once. Amen. And on that note, I shall say adieu, auf Wiedersehen, adios, ciao, bon noir, bon nuit, bon nuit, it's good night, it's good morning, bonjour, bon tard, good afternoon. I don't know, you know, goodbye, you know the deal, here's where the song plays that I like, and you should like it too. That's all, and we will see you, you will hear me, next week again, where we talk about Donald Trump and all the disasters that are happening that you can do something about if you look up online how to. Look up some phone numbers, make some calls, congressmen, whatever. Do your part or do nothing, and live with it. You dunce. Peace. It's gone, daddy, gone.